knocked over a Mexican.
Dude, you spent a lot of time getting physicals. I mean, you like instinctively turned and coughed.
It's been a lot of doctor visits lately.
Welcome to episode 139 of the Uncorked Gamers. I'm Dan.
I am Jeffrey.
And this podcast is going to be like a blast from the past. If you listened to our earlier podcast, you know there was a huge stint of time where me and Jeff talked a lot about Destiny. We're going to be talking
to all our listeners.
Be talking a lot about Destiny 2.
We just gained them back.
Yeah! Because over the week on Thursday, last Thursday, Bungie revealed Destiny 2, the big reveal event. I'm going to show a bunch of gameplay, cinematics, a lot of story details, a lot of the things are changing, keeping the same, stuff like that. So I feel like we should break that down. But let's save that for a little bit later in the show. Let's get the everyday news out of the way. Such as the free Xbox games for June, for people that have Xbox Gold membership. Those games include Speedrunners on June 1st, Watch Dogs on June 16th, Assassin's Creed 3 on June 1st, and Dragon Age Origins, June 16th, and Phantom Dust DLC for the entire month of June. Oh, Phantom Dust
is a DLC?
It's a new free-to-play game. So they gave you a DLC pack to entice you to play the game. Valve has hired certain members of the Kerbal Space Program team to work for them.
Yeah, I heard about this.
Mm-hmm.
What's Valve doing?
That's the question. Mm. One of the people that are part of the team, Andrea Catania, so we have had several people working on our team over the years. It is common among development studios for team members to come and go, and if some of them are currently working in Valve, it is on their behalf, and we have nothing to do with it. We are not joining Valve. We continue to be an independent studio, and the core Kerbal Space Program team remains at Squad, hard at work on Update 1.3 and the Making History expansion. So it's not an entire like team buyout. It's just certain members that have switched over to Valve.
Yeah.
Which is interesting, because it's at a point in time where Valve's kind of like a lot of the big names of people that worked on Valve games kind of been disappearing and moving on to different companies and stuff like that. A lot of their story team is pretty much almost non-defunct at this point. So people kind of get the impression that they're not really in the business of making games anymore. So now they're hiring developers that specifically work on games. Makes me wonder. I mean, I don't think it's a new Dota that they're working on. Why would you hire Kerbal guys for a new Dota, right? A new Left 4 Dead, maybe? Seems like
too simple of a game.
Yeah.
To hire these guys.
Portal 3?
Maybe. Portal 3, maybe. I could see them.
You need some engineering skills to, you know?
Yeah.
Use that, you know?
Some new, physics-based engines. I could see that. Good call, Riddle. Speaking of Dota. Dota 2, there's been some legal claims. Steam has been suing people that made phone games that use Dota assets or that are almost identical ripoffs of Dota. And the people, the studios of those development teams say Valve doesn't own the rights to Dota. Dota was a fan-made game on Warcraft 3. It was a mod for Warcraft 3. And the creator, the original creator of Dota, back in the days, was when he was done with Dota, and he was like, hey, you know what, here's the source. Guys, go ahead and have fun. You know, just give me credits whenever you do something with the mod or whatever. And so they're saying that Steam can't own the rights because the original creator of it said it was open source to everybody.
Huh.
But it was made as a Warcraft 3 mod, so technically Blizzard would own the rights, and there was a point in time where Blizzard sold Dota stuff to Steam, so there's a lot of talk in the core systems of whether or not Steam actually owns the rights to Dota. And if so, how much of it?
This almost reminds me of kind of like Disney, right? Where they're, what is that called when, you know, when you own something for a certain amount of time and then it kind of goes away and it belongs to everybody?
Oh, you have to keep re-upping the rights. It becomes an open license, right?
There's a certain point of time after that becomes like, it doesn't, nobody owns it anymore.
No,
public domain.
There we go. Thank you.
But it also depends. Like if you made it and you died, 100 years later, your family could still own the rights to it
if they don't update a copyright.
But there's a limit to it. There was a limit to it. Disney, you know, like Disney was gonna lose Mickey Mouse basically. Mm. Everybody was gonna own Mickey Mouse. People, you know, start making their own Mickey Mouse cartoons. And more than likely, what happened is they paid somebody in the government to make this new law to say, no, hey, come on, you gotta own Mickey Mouse over here.
Conspiracy Watch 2017.
You pay lawmakers, you bribe lawmakers, and they'll make a law for you, you know?
No.
People in the government are corrupt.
That's not how copyrights work. You paid copyright for
something.
They changed copyright law.
Yeah. And then they kept Mickey Mouse. Now they're coming up on that second extension that they got. It's actually coming, I think like 2022 or something like that. Then they're going to end up losing it again. So I feel like that's going to happen again. You know what I mean? Like they're gonna pay somebody in the government and then be like, no, hey, change the law. Or pay several people in the government. They have the money to do it.
I mean, they own Marvel now, so they have lots of money now.
But they don't want to lose Mickey Mouse, see?
No, they don't want to lose Mickey Mouse. I mean, Mickey Mouse is going to show up in the next Avengers movie.
I hope not. I really hope not.
Guys, we've been beaten. Nobody can stop Thanos.
It's kind of like the same thing. Who's
going to save the heroes? Uh-huh. Hey, guys.
Isn't that called Kingdom Hearts?
Hmm.
I think there is a Marvel world in the Kingdom Hearts.
So, I really hope Mickey Mouse doesn't show up in any of
the movies.
Superhero movies, yeah.
I would doubt it. I think Star Wars characters are more likely to appear in the Marvel movies than Mickey Mouse's. What if it was like a guy in the Mickey Mouse costume and they walk past him and he's doing like Mickey Mouse voice? Like they show up at Disneyland.
What
if they're in the big fight and Captain America loses his shield and this Disneyland worker dressed up as Mickey Mouse is like, hey Cap, and tosses him his shield
Goofy
back.
He has the shield.
You're right.
Come on, vegan.
What if the Scarlet Witch gets thrown into a building and walks out with a Donald hat on and does a spell?
Oh, God. I would. No.
You would walk out.
Yeah, I can't. I couldn't do it.
I want my money back.
I'll lie to them. Tell them there was a child crying in the room. Anything to get my money back.
Anything?
Almost.
Game developers are beginning to agree to some of the stipulations in the actors' strike, some of the terms they had.
Yeah.
For the voice actors' guild. So that's cool.
Oh, yeah, so it's happening.
It feels like it happens like every 3 years.
I feel like this has been a really long stretch, though. Like it has been a really long stretch.
The funny thing is like it's also like the quietest stretch too. I feel like the other ones I've heard about like in the news and stuff like that. This one like I hear about like once a month. Somebody mentions it again.
Or something new happens or whatever that they have to talk about it again.
I mean that's
minute too. It's like yeah.
Yeah. As long as no subtitle strike guild goes on strike, I'm good. Because don't touch my anime.
Anime needs to be watched subtitled. I think Japanese always make them. I can tell you
one series that has a better English voice acting.
Naruto, huh?
Nope. The classic voice acting. The anime that put American voice acting on the map.
Cowboy Bebop?
Exactly. It is better than Japanese. Everybody pretty much agrees.
I don't think I've seen that in Japanese.
Spike is so like he's not cool in the Japanese voice acting. He's not that cool guy.
You know where like Goku's supposed to be this badass guy, and then
he sounds like he's 12.
You hear him talking. It's like what the hell?
His son sounds more adult than he does.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure you're the same voice actor. What the hell?
Yeah, it was a little bit the Dragon Ball.
I don't know if you've been watching.
Disappointed me a little bit when it came to Goku's voice. Like I was just like, yeah.
I mean, it still does. I mean, it's still the same as Super.
Cringeworthy, dude.
Yeah. Just,
come on, man. I mean, I don't expect it to be a Vegeta voice either, you know? Yeah. But something in between.
You know? He's a Saiyan, damn it.
Exactly. He's a Saiyan. With a 12-year-old voice. Doesn't work for me.
Strongest. This goes to show, I mean, if your balls don't drop, you just retain all that power.
Because it's all up in your body.
It's all up in your body. You're not using energy to try to heat yourself. Yeah. So that can be put into more things like channeling chi.
No wonder Toby's so strong.
Oh. Half of him.
He has 50% more strength than other dogs.
You're gonna get, isn't that like bad? Then you have to get that taken care of.
Yeah, it's happening tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
So he's gonna hate me because as soon as we drive up, he's gonna know where we're at, and he'll start putting his tail between his legs. Not long enough,
right?
But yeah, and he'll start, you know, just kind of looking at me like no, and be like, sorry, dude. And he's gonna stay there for hours. So, I mean, he's gonna be put to sleep and then he's gonna wake up, so it won't seem like hours to him.
Right.
But still, yeah. I'm gonna feel really bad, dude. I love that dog. And he's gonna hate me for taking him there. But, you know.
It's for his own good.
It is. God damn it. I feel bad for my dog. His family, man. He sleeps with me. You know, he licks my feet sometimes. I let him do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you, like, make a point of showing people, too.
Hey, look, he licks my feet.
Like, hey, Toby, take off my sock. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he does that. He likes taking off my socks. Sometimes he takes the socks and hides them, though. That I don't like. Because then I get too lazy. I'm just like, I'm not gonna look for it.
I'm just going to buy new socks.
Yeah. Just buy them, you know, maybe mismatched in pairs. I don't know. We'll see what happens.
So Far Cry 5, I think last week it was, we talked about how it might be a spaghetti western style setting. Apparently it's not. Apparently set in, from what people can tell based off images and stuff like that, set in modern day America. But it is set in America, like in the Midwest, somewhere around there. So I think this will be the first Far Cry game set in America, excluding possibly Blood Dragon, but that's like a weird sci-fi future type thing, so I'm not counting that. It'll be interesting, because Far Cry's, you know, especially with Far Cry 3, Far Cry 4, is like, go kill a bunch of animals, you know, it's kind of like Horizon, go kill a bunch of animals, level up your gear, do a bunch of crazy stuff, and like, outposts with like, jungles and stuff like that, and like, this is America. Like, Midwest, like, you know, cow country. So, I was watching,
but you said modern, right?
Modern, like today and stuff like that. So it's weird.
So a lot of corn.
A lot of corn, you know, killing cows and pigs and chickens. Maybe. I don't know. But it's going to be an interesting take. I'm curious to see. I think a lot of people are going into E3. I think that's the game because of this that people are the most curious about now.
Yeah.
To see what that's going to be and stuff like that. And you know what game people are heartbroken about right now?
E3's around the corner, too.
Red Dead Redemption. Did you hear about this? Red Dead Redemption 2?
Yeah, they. I think they narrowed down the launch date for it.
Narrowed it down?
Yeah.
What else? By narrowing it down, did you mean delaying it to 2018? It's supposed to come out this year?
This year?
Supposed to come out around the same time as Far Cry 5. Which is why I was like they were clashing heads, but they pushed it back to 2018.
Dude, every game gets pushed back nowadays.
Now this is they did release kind of a statement. They were saying, like, you know, this is their first like game specifically made for the current gen hardware. Grand Theft Auto 5 was a split. So they're like, you know, wanna make sure it's really good and stuff like that, and that's why I delayed it, so they can make sure it's really good. Yeah, I mean, it's the same thing.
Everybody says?
Yeah, it's the same thing everybody says, but I mean, like, I'm fine with it. This year's already been super busy with Far Cry coming out. Destiny 2 has been real for September 8th of this year. It's just been a busy year for gaming. A lot of great games have come out this year, so having one not be in this, one more push over for next year, so you have a good start next year.
I'm pretty sure they're not being lazy, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They want to get this game out, obviously, and, you know, delays are there for a reason. They're, you know, they gotta fix something or whatever to make it better.
And it's Rockstar. People,
it's fine. It's freaking fine. I know that people get disappointed and stuff, but, you know, whatever. You wait another month.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they did this, like, didn't they do this with Grand Theft Auto V? Didn't they delay Grand Theft Auto V too? And look how much people love that game.
That game is so freaking popular.
Yeah, it still is. It's still, like, in,
yeah, in the top charts. Yeah,
yeah. Now, Xbox Scorpio, there's been a bit of a strange kerfuffle with the Xbox Scorpio.
A what?
A kerfuffle. especially with the frame rates. Now, Xbox has said that developers can choose higher frame rates for Scorpio versions of games, including multiplayer games. And the Xbox is going to have no hand in it. If the developer wants their Scorpio version of the game to run at 60 FPS, while their Xbox One version runs at 30 FPS, that's their call. Now, a lot of people are confused. Like, I thought you said that your Scorpio, I thought it's going to be like one Xbox. You know, like, this is your upgraded Xbox, but everybody's going to be able to play the same game and play together and stuff like that. But they're going to have an advantage.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah. Xbox is like, you know, that's up to them. That's up to the developer. If they want to do that, we're not saying anything in the matter. So, a lot of, there's been some kind of...
I mean, can they say something?
They could. I mean, Sony...
Force them to actually make it...
Sony's, like, said things like, for VR, Sony's like, it has to run at this frame rate, it has to run at this... at these specifications, or it's not going to come on to the VR.
That's good. Well, that sucks.
Yeah.
Well, maybe. Depends on the developer,
I mean,
right?
It depends on the developer, yeah. And specifically, it's going to suck for multiplayer games. You know, like Call of Duties and stuff like that.
Yeah. Excuse me. If it's I can see a lot of butthurt people, dude, if this is what's happening in the Call of Duty game.
Yeah.
Because there's already a bunch of butthurt people in Call of Duty games, dude. People get mad for no reason. I was watching this video.
Yeah.
Of this guy going around just knife killing everybody, right?
Because he's good?
He was good. Dude, he did it, like, a lot during the same, like, during the same game. Like, a lot.
Yeah.
And these kids, right, they're getting mad. Like, dude, why do you keep knifing me? Why are you knifing everybody? And they're just like, dude, stop knifing me. Stop knifing me. The kids are getting, like, upset, dude. Like, really, really mad. And then he goes on and he's like, you know what, you don't have any friends. You know what? Because all your friends are faggots. And he goes crazy, dude. And I'm just like, holy crap, man. It's just the game.
Did he extrapolate that? He's like, because your friends are faggots. Because all you guys do is knife each other. And the knife is a metaphor for a penis.
He was probably thinking it, but he didn't actually say anything like that.
No, because at least way it would have made the statement make a little bit more sense.
Dude,
if he tried
this guy is just like, it's just going nuts. And then he has like a little friend or something. Yeah, he's getting mad too, but not like this guy, dude.
Right.
Not like this guy. This guy just went ham, man. And it's like, holy crap, man. Like, these people, why? Like, I just don't get it, dude. I don't get why you get so mad at something like that.
I'm just going to blow your mind, though. I know you think it was a kid that was shouting at this guy about knifing and why is he knifing and stuff like that, but it was actually Goku.
No, Goku doesn't get mad. He likes that. He likes a challenge. Sometimes too much. But, dude, yeah, I don't know, man. And it's not even, I mean, it's everybody, dude. It's adults, it's kids. It's,
yeah.
They get some, I mean, I think especially Call of Duty is one of the games where people are just upset constantly, man.
It's because getting knifed is kind of it's humiliating. It means that you weren't paying enough attention and, you know, it's like, oh yeah, I'm just going to go up and knife this guy. He has a gun, he's not gonna kill me. I'm just gonna walk up to him and knife him. You know, it's a humiliating way to get killed in a game like that, right?
It happens.
And for somebody to do it to you repeatedly? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I don't know, I wonder if somebody kept doing that to me in Destiny if I would get upset. I don't think I would. I really don't think I would.
But, nah, I mean, we'd make fun of you all the time, just you didn't get upset.
Yeah, it didn't matter to me, yeah.
Yeah.
I was just like, eh.
A monkey would get upset.
A couple of times. I think he got mad a couple of times when he was like, frustrated.
Frustrated.
He never really yelled at me.
No.
Like he did other people.
Well, because I think probably because he knows the other people, like, actually knows them. So he probably doesn't... He
always yelled the ones you love.
Yeah. It was him and... him and Eternal. It was always him and Eternal. But then... Right? It was always just like... I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry, too. Love you.
And then, yeah, there was one time where he got mad at it. Like, he brought... I think he actually invited a kid over. And the kid was being stupid, like, in the game.
Yeah.
And he totally yelled at him, dude. Like, I felt bad for the kid, man. Yeah. I don't remember if you were there or not. Or
was it like a Maze or whatever that guy's name was? Awesome.
I can't remember, dude.
But it was like a young kid. Like, yeah, you could tell. He was like a 10-year-old or something like that.
He was yelling at the kid, man. I'm just, hey, chill out, man.
To give some context, it's like 2 in the morning. Everybody's like way past their like normal waking hours.
We keep dying.
We keep dying at this raid part. We're like one or two areas away from finishing the raid. We keep dying. So I think that's part of it. I think it was a cocktail of things happening.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just how his mind like handled the situation. Which you gotta take into account. I mean, like, his part of his, like, hobbies and stuff, like, possibly his profession. I'm not sure exactly what his job is, but I know he does, like baseball stuff, right? So he's used to yelling at people as a coach and stuff like that.
I suppose, yeah. Yeah, when you're a coach, you have to yell at kids.
I mean, that's why
you're in charge, you know?
That's why he was coach.
Get to yell at children.
Children! So, I mean, obviously, we're talking about Destiny, so let's get into Destiny 2, shall we?
God damn it. I'm so upset that I saw that video.
Why?
Because I want to play the game. And I'm almost mad at myself. After I'm like, hey, screw Destiny. I'm so over this, dude. And then, I mean, it almost seems like the flight and the fireballs of the Warlock.
The new Warlock special.
It almost seems like that's the only thing that sold me. Like just that, just for that reason, I want to play it.
I mean, you only saw like gameplay snippets. You didn't see the story introduction. You didn't see the stuff they've added and the stuff they've changed.
Well, I saw the attack video or whatever.
You know, yeah,
the introduction
where they destroy the tower and stuff like that. But you didn't see like the new areas and how they're handling stuff. So I'm sure there's a lot more that's going to interest you.
Planets,
right? 4 new planets.
Yay!
Planetoids, Titan, Nessus, and Io. Ion?
Moons?
Yeah, a couple of moons. A
couple of moons. And planetoids are just like small planets, basically.
Okay.
And we're not going to be going to the Cosmodrome.
The Cosmodrome.
European exclusion zone. Yeah, European death zone or something like that. Destruction zone or whatever.
Mm.
Because, you know, we've been kicked out of the tower and stuff like that. So they build this new city, kind of like grassroots kind of a town and stuff like that. There's the soccer ball made it out of the destruction. You still have a soccer ball, and there's goals now that light up when you score a goal. So you can actually play soccer.
So you can play FIFA while you're playing your shooter.
Doesn't that make you want to get back in?
No.
So you can play your football?
No, it'd be fun. I don't like the football.
I don't.
Well, I mean, I don't like playing it in a video game, but I like playing it, you know, live and in charge.
Live in the chat.
Yeah. I used to play indoor soccer. That was a long time ago. I think somewhere along 100 pounds ago, I would say. Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, I was very into it.
Nice.
And then it just all kind of stopped. I think our team just kind of fell apart. I don't know.
Right, it makes sense.
Like, people were just, eh.
They got over it. They didn't like losing.
People were like, eh. And everybody was like, eh.
That's usually how things happen.
Yeah. But, yeah, so then... Oh, God, I don't know about the pre-order, though.
So it's like 90 bucks. It gives you the first two expansions, the same thing they did last time. Looks like based off the symbols, the expansions are going to be the first ones would be in the Cyrus expansion. For you know, Trials of Cyrus had the eye symbol, and the second one is going to be a Rasputin expansion.
Though this time they've actually clarified it's going to be the first two expansions that you get.
Well, they said that last time. You get a sword. Like a special fancy looking sword. And you get a dance, I guess, or an emote.
Mm.
There's actual little bonuses and stuff like that. And early beta access, of course, if you pre-order. But, of course, you're going to have open beta access, I think, for everybody, too. So, I think later in the summer, I think they said. So, let's break it down. So, there's new supers, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Because in the story, the Cabal, a faction of the Cabal called the Red something, I forget exactly what it's called, the Red Faction, whatever, come and they capture the Traveler, which cuts off the light to all Guardians. So now you go through the game and reclaim your light somehow, and you have to go find the three main pillars of the, you know, like, Loris, no, goddamn, I forgot their names. But the Titan guy, the Cade Six, the Hunter guy, yeah, Zavala, and Ikora. They all, like, you know, you lose the tower, and they lose the light and stuff like that, and they kind of just go their own separate ways, and you have to kind of go find them and bring people back together and stuff like that. And, you know, fight the Cabal to try to get the Traveler back and stuff like that. There's going to be one raid again for the vanilla. A couple strikes. They show off a complete, you can see a complete strike video if you go online, stuff like that. What do you think of that strike?
I wonder, well, I hope the raid's actually available at launch.
Because last time it wasn't.
It always seems to take a while to.
Yeah, but I didn't mind that too, because nobody was ready for the raid at launch.
It'd be cool to try it out, just starting, man, you know?
Not be able to get through the door like Wall of Glass?
Or glitch through it, whatever.
That glitch didn't come for a while.
When it did, it was beautiful.
Yeah, that's probably going to be a hell of exploits, too. Just like the first time.
That's the best part.
Yeah. Raid? Oh. It's just stupid on easy mode. We'll just sit here and throw grenades at this guy until he falls off. Yeah. And you get an extra chest for it, too. You get rewarded for cheating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You didn't do it fast enough. Nobody could do it fast enough unless they cheese the guy.
Nobody cared about doing it right, you know, because it was so easy. I mean, you could still get killed.
Yeah.
It was still very possible to get killed, but it was just way too easy, dude, to just cheese it, man.
Mm-hmm.
And every raid, they found a cheese for every raid, dude.
Of course.
Yeah. And it's just like, eh. Might as well do it that way.
But, I mean, they did find cheeses for, like, the most annoying parts of the raid, too, though. It wasn't just, like, every single part. That
bridge part, dude.
Yeah, I mean...
The bridge part on the, what's
Dakota.
That Dakota.
Yeah, the
Dakota raid.
I actually like that part.
It's just super fidgety. It's like, not a
you
very...
Gotta, yeah, like, everybody has to be good, I think, for that one. You know, so everybody actually cross the way they're supposed to cross.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like everybody has to have a pretty good amount of skill.
Yeah.
To do that. Which is...
Sometimes
which
the bridge...
frustration.
Sometimes the bridge disappears, like, early, and your guy dies, and then, like, you pretty much have to wipe. If, like, one person died, you have to wipe, for the most part. Like, it was a very fidgety part. I understand what they were going for, and it was a nice design, but the implementation wasn't quite there.
Yeah.
So, I didn't mind the cheese. So there, right?
Swing your sword all the way across, man.
Yeah.
I made it once. That's it.
I think I did it on my first try.
I don't know how many tries it took me, but I did it once and couldn't do it again.
I did it a couple times.
But they, yeah, there's a bunch of new enemies, too.
Dogs.
The dogs, yeah.
Cabal dogs.
The pines?
Yeah. The porcupine things?
I think they were called war beasts.
No, they're pines. They're porkies. Pokies.
So that,
ooh,
was,
pokies.
There's some cabal. There were some cabals with...
melee, yeah.
Yeah, less armor and stuff, like, you know, seemed... They had, like, two, like, huge swords.
Mm-hmm.
Like, cleavers.
Yeah,
basically.
Pretty much, yeah.
That was pretty cool, like, seeing these new guys, and,
The areas were a lot bigger. Like, when you get to that area that has, like, all the, like, bombshell marks and stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
that part was huge.
Yeah.
And this is all inside of one strike. There's a lot more environmental hazards.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, of course, we're basing all of this off of one strike that they showed us, but presumably they would implement this in other strikes as well.
I'm sure it'll be good.
A lot more crazy jumps you have to do in the strikes. You know, that if you miss your jump, you could probably die.
You got those catapults going?
You had a, you had a look on your face there, Jeff.
What look is that, Vegan?
A look of fear and trepidation.
You know, if I picked this game up, I'm probably gonna go with the Warlock again.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Titan again.
Yeah,
yeah.
Are we sticking to our characters?
Oh, of course we are. I gotta be Captain America, which is the new Void Titan power up.
Yeah, I gotta be the Phoenix shield. Man.
Yeah, you gotta be a Phoenix.
Revive myself, man, in the fire, in the wings.
I don't know if that revives you.
I'm a straight up Phoenix.
Dude. That might not revive you anymore, though.
I just like being, like, you know, on fire and being able to float and stuff, dude.
Shoot.
That's kind of cool, dude.
You forgot the giant sword that shoots fireballs.
And then they, so, yeah, I wonder, did they... God, I wonder if they changed all the supers.
They kind of, you kind of saw that they kind of did.
The Golden Gun.
Golden Gun was still there.
Yeah, like,
and the Arc Titan was very similar, but it was more, instead of being one big, like... blast, you just charge up your Titan so you can do a couple smaller blasts or you can do some charge attacks. He moved faster.
Yeah, but what about the other ones? The other two supers?
Well, the Void one is the Captain America one. And we haven't seen the Solar one.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You saw that.
Yeah. And the Hunters have their arc is like. It's very similar to Arc Blade, except you have a staff now. Mm-hmm. You're doing it with the staff. And you kind of. It looks so like you might be faster. But it looked very similar.
Just say it's the same. Just say it.
I haven't played it yet. It's the same.
You go around hitting people with a damn weapon.
They die and you keep moving.
Yeah.
Except it makes your cape look awesome. Isn't that the point?
Capes are cool.
Yeah. Oh,
well, not according to the Incredibles, though. Capes are not cool.
No, capes, yeah, keeps getting you killed.
Yeah. So you should stop wearing capes if you're a superhero. You'll get caught in a, you know, jet engine. So, yeah.
Yeah. So new weapons. New weapon types, I should say. They got a minigun.
Yeah.
SMG.
Yeah.
Grenade launcher.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Those are fine. Those are enough.
Yeah. They also, it's confirmed that swords are back. You know, they didn't say the swords are back, but you can see it from the different clips that they have different types of swords. It's not just everybody has the same type of sword, too, either. Yeah, sidearms are back.
So, yeah, I mean, like, the minigun is glad to see that, you know, like, how would I, you know, start out kind of slow and then go to full speed and stuff like that. And then same thing when it was, like, when you release, like, it was...
Slow back.
Yeah. It was kind of cool. Liked it.
And these are all a lot of these are primaries. They're changing the way the weapon slots work. They have, instead of primary, secondary, and heavy, they have kinetic, energy, and essentially heavy. But things like sniper rifles and shotguns and fusion rifles are being moved into the heavy slot. They're big damage weapons, as they like to call them.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like the kinetic and primary are basically, the kinetic and energy are going to be two primary weapons, essentially. So you can switch between, like, a hand cannon and a SMG or an auto rifle and a scout rifle or, you know, whatever combination you want to set up. So that's going to be kind of interesting. They, one of the reasons they said they did this to allow people more options to play the way they wanted to play.
I wonder if they're going to do away... Because you know how when you switch weapons, like, you switch a primary during the middle of a fight or whatever, it'll take your ammo.
Oh, yeah, yeah, when you actually change your weapon.
Yeah. So, I mean, I honestly didn't like that about Destiny.
It makes sense, because you've technically loaded that ammunition into a gun already.
But it doesn't come back if you switch back, though.
Yeah.
That's true.
You just lose it.
I don't know, I kind of just didn't like that.
Yeah.
I felt like I should be able to keep my ammo.
Well, an equal conversion rate, anyway.
Yeah. But...
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. It's kind of hard to tell from the videos.
Oh, God. I want to say I want to watch it. before I want to actually play it.
But you already pre-ordered
it. But I don't know if it's a game. I found out about this like 5 minutes ago, and it's already been pre-ordered, yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I will be able to do that, yeah, honestly. I feel like, oh, God, I hate myself.
I'll tell you right now, I'm probably going to pre-order this thing for you
soon. Is this going to be the same thing again? Like, we're going to play this for like 8 months straight?
It might be.
Like, the only game that we play?
I mean, like, if Monkey and everybody else is on board, like...
You know they're going to be.
Yeah, right?
You know they're going to buy this soon.
Like, I don't know how we could not, man.
It's not even a question, Jesus.
So we buying this?
Oh, my God.
The answer is yes.
Well, I mean, we got time. September. We got a lot of time.
But I want to get in that early beta access, though, man.
Do the beta, man.
I gotta make sure I get that physical copy.
Actually, yes.
I'm all about physical copies, so.
Yeah, as far as I can tell, there's no steelbook case, so I'm just gonna get a regular physical copy.
Mm. Why is that?
Because.
You're the one that argues against them, really. So it just seems a little surprising to me.
I don't know, it's just. When I think of Destiny, I think of a physical disc.
Do you have a physical disc of Destiny?
Yeah.
Well, I would say just to keep that trend going, then.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's where my mind's going with it. My real concern, a lot of people that actually got a chance to play it at the event, stuff like that, say it feels like more Destiny. But as a good thing.
What does that mean?
As a good thing. As in, like, they didn't change it to the point where it's unrecognizable. It still feels, you know, the gunplay still feels the same and stuff like that. It feels like Destiny, and you like playing Destiny because it felt good. Right?
Okay. Are you going to buy the DLC?
Are you
thinking about buying it?
I think, which DLC?
This DLC.
You mean Rise of Iron?
Yeah.
I don't want to get it at $30. I feel like they need to drop the price. The new Destiny is coming out. They got to put up a sale at some point. Maybe at E3 or something like that, they drop the price, I go in there, do a couple missions, maybe I can convince some people to run me through the raid real quick. Just kind of get the full experience out of it real quick before the new Destiny comes out.
Yeah.
But I don't want to drop $30 on a piece of DLC when I can get the entire discography of the original Destiny for $40.
$10 more.
Yeah. It doesn't make sense to me. I'm surprised it hasn't gone on sale when they reveal Destiny 2. I looked on the PlayStation sales for this week, I'm like, alright, they just showed Destiny 2. Surely they dropped the price or did like a sale for Destiny DLC. Nope. I'm actually probably going to go around some of the game stores to see if they have the first Destiny collection edition.
Yeah.
On like for like $10 from like in a discount or something like that and just pick it up like that.
Is a DLC online only?
What do you mean?
Digital.
Can you get a disc with...
You can get a disc that has all the DLC.
Yeah?
It's the Destiny collection, the collection is what they call it. And it has all the DLC. And, like, brand new is $40, but if I can find, like, a discount bin somewhere...
Yeah, I mean, you could probably just Amazon that thing, dude.
No, it's $40 on Amazon, I checked already.
Even used copies?
I don't think they had used copies.
Nobody wants to sell Destiny?
It probably doesn't
is
make
that
it...
good? Is it that good?
It probably gives you, like, codes for the DLC, so it probably wouldn't be good anyway. They probably can't resell it.
Dude, someone has to... No. That can't be right.
I tried looking a bit, you know. Tried to see if I could find some back alley website that would just have the codes cheap for the DLC, but I didn't see any off of initial searches. Yeah, I'm sure, you know, I could keep looking. The thing is, you can't buy, like, a European code. Because that won't work for your North American account. So you have to make sure you buy a North American code.
Taken King, no. Yep. Jesus, you're right.
Yep.
Oh, that sucks.
It's real bad. It's real bad.
Yeah.
So they also have added changing the PvP. All modes of PvP are going to be 4v4 now.
Are you...
Regular Crucible.
Wait, wasn't it six on six?
Crucible
was six. They're reducing it to four?
And Trials of Savage game bumped up to four. From three to four.
Why is that? I wonder why that is.
Because apparently the PvP community, that's a good number for PvP encounters.
No. It just seems like six was good, dude. I feel like six was good. Was a good good amount, a good team, like a good sized team.
We'll see.
Just, I don't know. Four is just too short for me, or not enough.
I mean, we'll see. We'll see, right? We'll see. You might change your mind if you ever play PvPs a lot. They also added the I forget what they call it, countdown, something like that. Which is basically, if you're playing Counter-Strike, it's one team sets up a bomb, the other team has to disarm the bomb within a certain amount of time, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's that mode. And also, the game will tell you if you load a weapon, or if you load, like, your heavy weapon. It'll say, like, you know, Black Hole Flare loaded his rocket launcher at 2nd Street, whatever. So the PvP maps have zones. So anybody who's paying attention in chat would be like, alright, whoever this Black Hole Flare guy is, when I see him, I know he has rocket launcher ammo. I also know what area he's in when he loaded
that ammo. To the opposing team?
Mm-hmm. Everybody
that shouldn't be a thing.
Everybody can see it.
That should not be a thing.
That's a thing.
It gives away your location because you picked up heavy ammo?
No, because you loaded.
Well, same difference.
Yeah. But for everybody.
That's BS.
Everybody's constantly moving.
But it's still BS. Oh, I loaded my gun. Now everybody knows where I am. Dude, no.
They know the area that you're in. Not necessarily
where
you are.
It doesn't matter, dude. It doesn't matter that you can't do that. So everybody all over the map just heard you, like, put that clip in, huh? Is that what happened?
I guess.
Huh? I can understand shooting your gun, yeah. Shooting guns is loud, man. You can tell. Hey, that guy's over there. There's some guy shooting guns over there, dude. But come on, just putting a clip in, dude?
Oh my god, nothing.
That's such garbage, dude.
I think this is going to make you so mad.
Just saying, dude. It's not a fair thing to do. God, dude, I'm already regretting buying this game.
Also, your teams, when they use their supers, are going to sound different from the opponent's team, so you can tell which side used their super.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
And I think it might be class-based, too, so you can tell if it was, like, a Titan or a Warlock or a Hunter super that got activated. I'm not entirely sure on that bit.
Isn't that a thing already? I feel like they sound different.
They might. Activate. I'm not entirely sure. I don't remember too well. It's been a long time.
It has been a long time, yeah.
Yeah. What else? I think there was... I think that the way weapons work, the way... I'm not sure if it was weapons or, like, abilities or something like that, but they were mentioning, like, some things are going to do damage differently in PvP than they are going to be in PvE.
Like, they're going to scale damage and stuff, or...
For the PvP,
even?
So instead of the gun having to work the same for both PvP and PvE, they can make it work.
Oh, like different perks, maybe? Like you're talking about like the perk side of it?
Well, they didn't go into too much detail, but it sounded like the damage levels and stuff like that. So maybe to make everything more balanced for PvP, and everything more balanced for PvE.
They tried to do that already with Destiny, and it never really worked out.
Yeah, but now it's like something that it's integrated into the system, right? Mm-hmm. So instead of trying to balance the gun for both PvE and PvP, they can say, hey, this is how the gun works in PvP, this is balanced. This is how it works in PvE, it's balanced for that.
Or not balanced.
I'm sure the fans will let them know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that will definitely happen.
What else have we not touched upon?
Oh, my God.
Light levels are back, of course, as well as regular levels.
Regular levels.
You didn't actually mention that the Cabal are the big bad guys.
I thought I did.
I don't think so.
I can't remember at all.
That is.
You might have said it.
Story stuff. So apparently, you know, they're going to do a big story campaign. Mm-hmm. Which is good, hopefully. They got rid of Grimoire cards.
No!
Because they want you to be able to find the lore in the game.
Yay!
Also, there's going to be a bunch of like NPCs that will give you quests now. So you're going to have a big open area of the map, you know, like the Earth Defense, whatever, Earth Death Zone. And that's going to be a big open area. And then, like, you're going to find an NPC that's going to give you a quest that's going to send you to a new area of that zone. That, you know, they were calling some things like Lost Zones or something like that. Or, like, you get there because you take a quest that shows you how to get there. Or there's a treasure chest there. That's how you get special items and stuff like that. Or you can, ways it incentivizes you to explore the game more. So it's not just you go to the moon and you just kind of drive around in a circle waiting for a warsat to drop or waiting for an extraction crew. Or, you know, picking up little patrol things. It's more exciting and stuff like that. You see the NPC with their story. You get to learn their story by doing their little smaller quest line and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot more involved. Instead of just, like, picking up, going up to a flashing green light, hitting square, and having somebody talk to you while you shoot things. Mm-hmm. So that's cool. That's exciting. A lot more single-player content. A lot more PvE content. That's story focused.
You know what's not cool though?
Tell me.
Your ghost's voice? His voice is completely retarded.
It's interesting. I mean,
did you hear the laugh? Yeah. Garbage. Stinky maybe garbage.
Maybe ghost is going through a midlife crisis because the travelers.
That's just true. The ghost would have lost its light, and that is a being of light. It was created by the traveler.
So it became
an empty shell.
So it's going through. It's going through its teenage years, man. It's going through puberty.
That's not an attachment. Sorry, Dad. No, I had a great singing voice before.
Maybe they'll throw in some Peter Dinklage in there so you can't get the full effect. Oh, God. It's a wizard.
Yeah. I am very upset at this dude's voice.
Yeah.
It's Nolan North.
Yeah, it's
he did a better job in this one.
What do you mean better job? Oh, you mean the original Destiny? Yeah. For people that can't see what Jeff is pointing at.
Sorry.
Riddle's playing the original Destiny on the TV behind us. Yeah.
But yeah. I heard snippets of the Ghost in Destiny 2. I didn't like any of them. Not a single one, dude.
Yeah, it is definitely sounds like a nerd. Like the stereotypical like nerd from like the 1D years or something like that, you know. It's just high.
Yeah, well, like what's his name? Fred Savage's friend. What the hell's his name?
I don't even remember.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah, just high pitched voice, kind of awkward like fluctuations in tone and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's garbage.
As a person that actually liked the Peter Dinklage ghost voice, the original ghost voice that came out.
Yes, I'm one of them.
Yeah, the Nolan North one, I never really cared for it all that much.
Really?
What?
Really?
I never really liked the Nolan North one. I mean, there's like one or two sound clips, like, alright, that sounds pretty good, but I feel like it lost the robot voice.
You're garbage. You're human garbage.
You like the Nolan North ghost?
Yeah.
From Destiny 1?
Yeah.
Over the Peter Dinklage?
Yeah. Liked it better.
Why, because it had more inflection?
It sounded better, dude. It didn't sound human. I don't want it to sound human.
I feel like Peter Dinklage sounded more like a robot than Nolan North.
No way, dude.
Yeah.
You can his monotone. Videos comparing the voices, you can settle this.
His monotone, like bravado.
It's a YouTube off.
Yeah. We will settle this after the podcast. Riddles, anything else you saw in the reveal that you wanted to mention? I might have gleaned over or forgotten.
I think you covered most of it. And I'm excited to play. I'm excited there's more single-player stuff.
I almost forgot one of the biggest things. Speaking of single-player, speaking of trying to find people to play a raid with, speaking of clans... Clans are in the game now.
Yeah, clans are actually in the game.
You earn experience for your clan, and your clan unlocks bonuses. Mm. Yeah, so the clan actually means something now. Also, let's say you and me are trying to find a raid group because nobody else wanted to jump back in. And we're like, oh, we need to find somebody to play with. We can go say, hey, we're looking to join a clan that's doing the run of this raid just for this one time. We get to go through the clans, see their mottos, be like, no, they sound racist. No, they sound like they're going to hate us because we're noobs. Oh, they sound friendly. Let's pick these guys. We join their current run of the raid.
Don't base it off the title, man.
No, it's based on the description.
Yeah, they have a little description for the clan. We go join their part of the raid. They have matchmaking, essentially.
Four raids.
They're going to be a little thing.
You still need to be accepted, correct?
No, because like the guild, the clans that show up are clans that are looking for people. You know, like, oh, we want to do a raid tonight, but we only have four people.
It's like strike matchmaking.
And we're like,
a little bit more refined. Come on it. Yeah. That's us. Oh, always looking for raid people. That is us. We were always looking for
third power.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, so we had the grenades, we had the melee, and it looks like there's a third ability, too. I've only seen the one for the Titan, where he puts up a shield, like a portable shield, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
It seems that gets damaged at, you know, every shot it takes.
Yeah, it seems you can break. It can be broken down. You can't shoot through it. So it's kind of like the Ward of Dawn a little bit. You have to actually pop out to be able to shoot through it. But it does help control where you're getting attacked from. Like, one of the raid, he pops a shield and uses it as cover to revive a teammate while everybody's shooting at him.
Definitely useful. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's good for,
we're trying to figure out where they're button mapping it to.
It would have to be R3. It's the only open button. That or it'd be a combination.
R3 doesn't do anything.
It is the only open button.
Yeah.
Or maybe, like, options or something. Yeah, but that's not gonna happen.
Yeah, no, because that's pause.
No, obviously it's gonna be the share button.
No.
Maybe the pad?
No, because the pad is,
Xbox doesn't have a pad.
Xbox doesn't have a pad.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Also, it's coming to PC.
Right! It's coming to PC! And PC, there it might be delayed for PC. They're not fixed on the date for the PC launch.
Doesn't that always happen? Doesn't PC usually...
But here's why.
Like, when it comes to a console game, like...
Yeah.
It always seems like PC always gets it last.
But also PC gets a lot more.
But here's the reason. Because they're working with a team to make sure the PC version gives you the full specs of a PC version. It's going to run at 4K...
Yeah, huge, they always have the
huge resolution. You're going to be able to actually turn things on and off. Because a lot of times when you take a console game and put it on PC, they pretty much just throw it on PC. But this is going to be like as if the game was made for PC, is how they're building it, which is why they're not sure exactly when they're going to be done with that. And you're not going to be able to buy it on Steam.
Oh, well, whatever. I never really care about that.
Guess where you'll buy it.
Bungie.com?
Nope.
Who owns Bungie?
What's his face? Activision?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Is it Activision?
Who owns Activision?
Or, well, what partner. Else is
Partners with Activision.
I don't know.
Blizzard?
Oh, that's right.
Blizzard. So it's going to be on Battle.net.
Huh.
Which whatever. Actually...
It doesn't matter.
A lot of people are excited about this.
Yeah. Well,
on the PC side. Because Battle.net apparently has a very good anti-cheat system. Which is a big deal for a game like Destiny that has a lot of PvP stuff. Also, the frame rates are going to be unlocked on PC.
Kind of like...
So you can go above 60 frames.
Yeah, that was like, whatchamacallit, the Doom.
Oh, that's right.
Infinite frame rate.
Now, on obviously on console, they're locking in at 30 frames per second. On PlayStation 4 Pro, you're going to be able to do 4K resolution, but it's still going to be locked at 30 frames per second. They said that the PS4 Pro, the CPU, was not powerful enough because they have all this physics stuff going on with the game, stuff like that, to be able to run the game at a full 60 frames per second and 4K. So you're doing just the 4K, running at 30 frames per second, nice solid build. And for the Scorpio, they can't say. They can't say
because
Xbox has not officially revealed the Scorpio yet. So we don't know. Presumably, they'll be able to do that 4K 60 frames per second if the Scorpio is really as powerful as they've been touting. which, you know, based on people's preliminary views, it should be.
Yeah.
So presumably we'll find out that's going to be 4K 60 frames per second, which will,
that'd be pretty sweet.
Which will be interesting to see how the Destiny fan base switches out, because as from what everything I can tell, Destiny is still getting stuff first on PlayStation.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can have the better game experience on Xbox Scorpio, again, that would mean you'd have to buy the Scorpio. Yeah, or PC. The funny thing about the PC...
But I'm assuming they're not going to be...
You can't cross-play. Well, I don't know, maybe between Xbox and PC, they do have a lot of that.
Well, yeah, I mean...
Play anywhere stuff.
That's the easiest one to do. PlayStation gets left out of all that stuff.
There's also no dedicated server. There's a lot of PlayStation games you can play between PC and the... So, you know, the way Destiny works is when you join the fire team, they're the one hosting the game, right? That's why that whole Crota trick worked, that when you would, when he'd kneel, you unplug the thing. Because whoever's hosting the game would unplug the thing. They're keeping that the same. So instead of playing on the server at Bungie's, you know, server bank, whatever, it's going to be whoever is running the game. Whoever you join is the person that's hosting the game, essentially.
Okay.
So, which, you know, turns off a lot of people. A lot of people want a dedicated server. They want that security of always having the same speed and setup, whatever. Yeah. I feel like there's one. Oh, yeah. And people are saying that apparently there's this thing called WoW tokens on Battle.net that you can buy WoW tokens for World of Warcraft. But you can use the tokens on anything on Battle.net.
What the tokens were, like, just buying?
They were originally designed for buying game time, right? You make 120,000 gold at every buy token, you have like another month based off what you actually earned in game instead of having to pay for it, real money. But you can use these tokens for anything on Battle.net right now. So people are starting to buy a bunch of these tokens thinking that they'll be able to buy Destiny 2 for the PC using these tokens, not real money.
That is awesomely hilarious.
We is to see if they allow that.
If it'll be interesting. That means you can buy a video game by playing video games.
Yeah. Which is not the first time, because when Diablo 3 first came out, it had the real life auction house that let you actually sell things for real money. And I did know some people that were able to get some good items, sell it, and have enough money to buy like the expansion or something like that. Now that was trading with real money. These are using battle controlled WoW tokens. But we'll see. We'll see what happens. That'll be pretty interesting. I'm sure a lot of people get pretty excited about that. If they allow you to do it. Which I don't see why they wouldn't necessarily. But,
Because it's Destiny 2.
Because Destiny 2.
That's why.
I mean, so that'd be pretty cool. And again, the game's coming out September 8th. That's the release date.
Yeah, damn it. I mean, it's kind of a long ways away, but it kind of isn't.
It really isn't. Especially with all the betas they're going to be doing, especially that early beta. Ooh, don't you want to be part of that early beta? Early beta beta.
It'd be cool to play it beforehand.
And also, Bungie's not really going to be doing much at E3. This was their big reveal for E3. They're going to be at E3, letting people play the stuff that they let people play at this reveal event. But they might have like a new trailer. And that's pretty much about it, you know, like some demo stations and like a new trailer, but nothing like huge like they did today. This was their big E3 event, basically. Mm-hmm. So if you people are hoping to find some more info at E3, not so much.
E3 seems to be getting less video gamey as the years go on.
Yeah.
At least that's the way it feels like to me.
Yeah,
they deal with a lot of different stuff, like computer parts.
Yeah, it's not really, you know, it's not really a video game expo. It's just electronic
entertainment,
yeah.
Stereos and stuff. Sony's there to, you know, sell their new receiver or whatever. But
that, and there's like 20 different events that people show games at now.
Yeah.
So it's like,
but I mean,
where do you spread it out?
Evo used to be a lot more video game heavy. And now it's just kind
of... Because it was like, it was the one place every year that you would find out about video game stuff. That and Tokyo Game Show. That was like the two things. Mm-hmm. We find out, because now we got Gamescom, now we got GDQ, or GDC, I mean. We got PAX East and PAX West.
GDQ, the
Games Done Quick.
It's on. Yeah. It's happening now.
Yeah.
So, you guys watch that, please.
Paris Games Week. So, there's like a whole bunch of different places where people can choose where they want to reveal their stuff. Now, everybody's doing their own reveals, too, and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So we're buying Destiny 2?
Man.
you're like, your arm's being twisted.
I just cut my debt, dude. Now it's going to grow again. Because by $50. By $60.
Oh, you're not going to get the DLC pass?
$90.
You know those DLCs are going to be like
$30 each.
No, they're not going to be 50. But yeah, they're pretty.
They're going to be like 30.
They're pretty
bucks
pricey
each
on their own. I mean, that's what I did last time.
But you just dropped $90 and you pay $30 a month up until the release.
That's not how it works. They charge it all on my credit card. Like now. Yeah, it's happening.
You gonna jump back on Destiny 1? I jumped back on Destiny 1 the other day.
I feel like I don't really want to play it as much just because I don't have the newest DLC.
But there's a bunch of new stuff, dude.
There is.
Like, even if you don't have the new DLC.
Last time I got on, there was stuff that I was like, oh, they still updated this?
Yeah, new quests and raids and stuff like that. Yeah. Not raids, but new quests and stuff like that.
It was just, yeah, it looked a little strange. And I almost felt like, did I... You know, like a couple missions or something like that, and I was like, "Did I forget about this?" Or
that's pretty much what I felt like.
Never do it. I wasn't sure. Yeah, I didn't realize that was still happening. You know.
Yeah, I jumped on. I was like, "Oh, I'm gonna jump on because pop a couple items that they gave you. They gave you some like items, right?"
Yeah, I picked those up already.
So I'll jump on. I'll pop those real quick, and I'll pretty much be done. Put it back down for Destiny 2, or until you see a sale on the DLC, or whatever. And then it was like 1 in the morning, and I was still playing. I was like, God, why did I ever stop?
All over again, man.
I was hoping. I sent you a message. I was like, Jeff, come on. Just like old times, buddy. Let me do some patrols on the moon.
Yeah, I couldn't play it. I was pretty beat.
You didn't do it then? You didn't jump back on?
No, I don't. Like I said, I don't really feel like it, dude. Not this. Like, I know there's extra stuff, but I don't know. To me, it's just not enough to really get me going anymore, because I know there's stuff beyond that, dude, that's a lot greater.
Is it?
That I can't play.
Is it a lot greater?
I don't know. It might
Apparently,
be.
Rise of Iron is like probably is the worst DLC, according to people, as far as stuff and stuff.
It's still like bigger content, though, than what's offered for...
I mean, you can get to the light 350 right now. Maybe even higher without having to get the DLC.
I'm at 353.
Yeah, well, I'm not even close to that.
400.
I can help you.
400 is the cap with the new DLC, so we can almost get we can get raid ready without having to buy the DLC yet. That's what I'm saying.
Why are you trying to convince me to get back on this? This is gonna be like hours and hours and hours of my time.
It'll be so fun.
Jesus Christ, it was fun. Dude, it was so much fun, dude. We played this for so long.
Well into the night.
I never really got tired of it.
No.
Until I got tired of it.
And then maybe we can get Monkey back on? Just run around doing strikes? The Three Amigos?
The Three Amigos.
Maybe I can get a PlayStation.
Well, then we can be the Three Amigos.
My own copy of the game.
Let's not go fund her. You know, we started a GoFundMe page.
Yeah, Real Master needs her PlayStation 4.
Beg Santa for Christmas.
It's going to blow a Transformer around here, but...
Yeah, seriously.
That happened to work the other day. I think someone plugged in a portable fan, and everything died, dude. Dude, it was crazy. Like, the emergency generators, they kicked in, but like, and you can hear things starting to start up again, and then they would just die again.
Oh, the emergency generators aren't.
And they were
enough.
Like, yeah, dude, PG&E is building a whole new like grid for us.
Wow,
that's happening in July, because we are drawing so much power, dude.
Yeah, and these guys
are, it's the big freezer, it's all the new machines, we got so many new machines, and everybody's trying to run everything at the same time, and PG&E's like, dude, chill out. It was like, hey, we need more power. It's like, it's going to cost you. All right, fine.
Yeah, if I remember right, that building's like a converted warehouse. It's not even a...
We extended the production areas. So like all the, like the production area, the wash station area, the cooker room, like it all got like extended out to add more machines, like huge like cookers with a vacuum system in it that actually cools the food, so we don't have to use the dry ice anymore to cool down the food. And so like that thing. You know, that's a whole new machine with added features to it, which are drawing more power, I'm sure, than the old cooker, which is the same size. You know, holds up to, like, what is it, like 2,600 pounds at a time of food. So, yeah, that's, you know, back in the, when I started, we were cooking, like, 300 pounds in a skillet. We had, like, you know, like 8 skillets or whatever, but those are all gas-powered.
Right.
So, you know, you're using flames to heat up the food, cook the food in the skillet, you know, whatever, 300 pounds at a time. Now we're running this huge machine that draws hella power. And it holds like 2,600 pounds.
Wow.
2,600 pounds. And we do, like, we can do, like, up to, like, 8 of those batches a day.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a crap ton of food, dude.
So, in the zombie apocalypse, we're stopping by his work to, like, steal everything, right?
We're going to Lineage. They hold our stuff. We're going to Lineage. That's up the street. Okay. They're holding all our frozen goods. We just leave them out in the sun for a bit till they're just kind of warm, and then we can just eat them like that, because there would be no microwaves.
Yeah, there would be... Well...
Or magnifying glass. We can use a magnifying glass?
I know how to...
Huh? There's solar panels. We can still have a microwave. We just have to figure out how to set it up.
We turn off every light except...
Set the microwave.
Yeah, everything off, only microwave.
Let us do the Uncore Gamers question of the week.
Was there a question?
There was a question. I miss Bill. He would have already had an answer. Oh.
Riff out of Billiam.
Of course, Billiam has his own podcast and his own things he's worried about.
I guess.
Yeah, as he said it previously, he's going to be busy for the month of June, so he's probably not going to be on as often.
Whatever.
For all we know, you know, his fiance or the guys at the Somewhat Nerdy were like, hey, stop being on this podcast, they're too vulgar. It's a bad image for you.
Oh, is that what Billiam said?
No, it's not what he said.
Oh, no, okay. That's cool. We'll see when he comes back.
I'm not
if he comes back, I don't even know if I'm getting allowed anymore. How about that?
And also, just so you guys know, there's some talks. There's a possibility that we might change the date of when the podcast gets recorded and put out. We're still trying to figure that out, but we'll let you guys know. You can follow us on the Twitter at Uncore Gamers, and we'll update you with any information as to how that shakes down, if it does shake down anyway. So the Uncore Gamers question of the week was, which main character do you think is the most likable?
Which what?
Main character do you think is the most likable?
Likable?
Yeah. This is the question I asked from the previous week. We had nothing on Twitter. I'm going to check the Uncore Gamers Facebook page right now. Apparently, Billiam. Only answers when he's on the podcast. No, Flavor Dean's all right with him. I haven't heard from the guy at all today, so.
Hopefully did we try communicating with him?
No, actually didn't.
Oh, well.
I'm just kind of used to him just saying, like, hey, I'm going to...
Hey, yeah, I'm coming over.
Yeah. So I assume if he doesn't, it means, like, he's busy.
That's funny, dude. That's just funny.
I'll try to communicate, like, if I don't hear from a person in, like, in a month, I'd be like, hey, what's up? I haven't heard from you in the month.
Hey, you doing the podcast this month?
Then there's Charlie.
Charlie!
Love that guy. Yeah. Everybody does, dude. Everybody does. So, nothing on the Facebook either. So, no responses from our fans.
Huh. Fans are a bunch of...
Scumbags.
Scumbags, yeah. It's like dirt. I was thinking dirt bags. I was like, that doesn't sound right. Doesn't sound right at all. It's gotta be some other kind of grime to describe our fans.
Some other type of substance I might, you know, roll around in on a given weekend.
Like a pig.
I mean, scum is kind of like a slimy thing, so it's almost like a water slide kind of, you know?
I can, you can have fun with it. Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Not soap scum, though.
No.
That's the only kind of scum I don't like. It's so hard to get off. What?
So my answer is Justin from Grandia. Because he's always super excited. He instills in you... You know, he has the same fascination and wonder about the world that you have as a player. It's an RPG game, stuff like that, but he's like, he wants to go out, he wants to explore. And I, as a player, want to go out and want to explore. And then when there's hardships and stuff like that, and he pulls everybody up out of their by their bootstraps and keeps going and stuff, he's energetic and happy and stuff like that. And I, as a player, am energetic and happy that this game's going, it's going well. So I feel like his positivity feeds into my state of mind when I'm playing that game. So if I have a bad day, it's just hearing him, his voice skills and him being happy and stuff like that just makes me happy.
Okay. Mine's going to come from a game called Chrono Trigger.
The Frog Guy.
No, not the Frog Guy. The Frog Guy's on a vengeance thing, dude.
That's right.
You know, so, yeah. You know, I can't honestly like that 100%. So I actually chose Robo.
Robo, what's her name? Marla?
Marley? I don't know. Some people call
her
Marla.
The cave woman?
The cave... Oh, Isla.
Isla.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, no, I chose Robo because, you know, behind the cold metal, you know, there's such a warm heart, dude.
Powered by electricity.
Hopefully enough electricity to not blow out Transformers. Or not, you know, not running enough electricity to blow Transformers.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, you know, at the beginning of the game where, like, you know, he wakes up and, you know, people are, you know, you fix him up and he's just like, he's happy, dude. He's a happy dude. He's like, oh, yeah, yeah. You guys want to get out? Yeah, like, let's go over here. There should be a key over here, right? Goes over there, meets his brothers. His brother's like, hey, dude, there's something wrong with you. We're going to beat the crap out of you and throw you in the compactor over here.
Yeah, you're not killing all humans.
Yeah. And so this guy, you know, this guy's like, hey, you know, he's getting beat up. And he's and while these guys, you know, you're trying to help him out, and they're just like, no, please, just let it be, you know, like, he's just such a kind soul, dude. And, you know, he's always positive, too, throughout the game. You know, and it seems like he's the only character that doesn't have any, like, malice to him.
Hmm.
You know what I mean? Like Frog, dude, he was full of malice, dude.
Yeah.
And I think, like, I mean, and Luca always creating weapons and stuff like that. You know, there's something there, dude. Something, she likes to shoot things.
Right.
You know what I mean? Marl, she pretended to be a queen. You know, she fooled, like, all these people. Like, that's wrong, dude. Don't do that. Do that, right?
What about Isla, man?
Isla? Isla's just, yeah, she's primitive, dude. She don't know. You know, she's violent. Isla is very violent, dude. She's always beating up on that little kid. What is his name? I forgot his name, dude. Little buddy and stuff. Like, he's not a playable character, but
yeah,
you know, beat up on that guy, being mean to that guy, you know, for his own good. But you know, she's just a violent cave woman, dude. And then there's you know, Magus is he was out for revenge. He's like the evilest guy out of them all.
What the most reason?
And then Chrono, he's like. He's just like, he seems like he just kind of doesn't care about things.
He's like partially brain dead.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Yeah, Robo seems like the nicest guy. Like, guy. So, something that you would want to hang out with. A robot is a perfect robot, dude.
Right.
You know, he can defend, he can heal you. And, you know, he'll always be there for you.
Robo love.
I tried that once. Didn't work out.
Right.
Because they only make those for girls right now. That's probably what the problem is.
That's what happened. That's why it hurts so much. Robo-love hurts.
Robo-love
hurts. Robo-love hurts. Yeah. Yeah. So now what happens?
And that riddle gives us her response.
Well, off the top of my head, probably Jeremy Hazelnut from, he's the main character of Night of the Rabbit. Because it's this young boy who wants to be a magician. And like Daniel said, it's, you know, his, you know, Daniel chose a character who's very optimistic and happy. And that's pretty much this character.
Oh, I wonder if I messed mine up, because Robo's not... Is he... I mean, would you consider him a main character? The main character, or is it...
I said... I believe it said a main character, main character.
Like, it's a... You know, you just absolutely... It's hard to not like the character, especially since he's definitely designed to like. But he's just very happy and very energetic and just very curious about this magical world he ends up in.
What game is this again?
Night of the Rabbit. It's a point-and-click adventure, which means you will probably never play it.
It's pretty good.
I'll look at it.
It's beautiful.
Let's see if someone's twitching that. If not, then I probably won't.
I did at one point.
Yeah, it's just YouTube it, though.
It might be on our YouTube channel. I don't remember.
I don't affiliate with that anymore.
I never watch the videos of anything that happens in our lives. Never.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just don't do it.
If you're not a part of it, it's not important, right?
But even the ones that I am part of, I still don't watch those. Like, I don't know why I do what the things I do when I do them.
It's called drug abuse.
Oh, that was a thing. Sweet, sweet drugs.
So who's got a big question for me for this week, for our fans?
What game has the best story?
Ooh, that's divisive.
What game has your favorite story?
Huh?
It makes it a little bit more personal and less bickering.
How many games do I have banned to talk about now?
if you say Lunar again.
It's so good.
I'm totally allowed to say missed.
Can I not talk about Final Fantasy VII anymore?
And there you have our answers for next week.
All right, fine. No Looter, no Final Fantasy VII, and no missed.
Got it.
Heard.
But we all know the real answers. And Jeff, it breaks my heart that you still haven't played Looter.
Crisis Core? Oh.
And that, honestly. You should play both of those. You should be ashamed of yourself.
You tell me to play it on the Sega CD, though. Or Sega CD version, sorry.
Yeah, and I have given you access to that version. Yeah.
What if I decide to play it on the Sega?
There is no Sega version.
Or what was the other version?
PlayStation.
Oh, PlayStation.
Or the Japanese Sega Saturn. Right,
yeah.
I mean, you could. You'll still get most of the story and most of the goodness of the story. I think you'll enjoy it more by playing it through the Sega CD version, though.
Okay. I mean, if anything, I want to be able to compare both of them.
Good. But I would play the Sega CD version first, because it is the older version. So that way you go up in quality of the animation and stuff like that.
Okay.
Alright, thanks for listening, everybody.
Oh, yeah. Bye.
Tune in next week. Bye.